say, Mr. Bennet, how can you be so tiresome? You must know that I'm thinking of his marrying one of them.
Is that his design in settling here?
Oh, design? How can you talk so? But it is very likely that he may fall in love with one of them, and therefore you must visit him as soon as he comes.
I see no occasion for that.
Indeed, you must go, for it will be impossible for us to visit him if you do not.
You are over-scrupulous, madam. I will send a few lines by you to assure him of my hearty consent to his marrying whichever he chooses of the girls. Oh. Though I must throw in a good word for my little Lizzie.
You will do no such thing. Lizzie is not a bit better than the others, and I'm sure she is not half so handsome as Jane, nor half so good-humoured as Lydia. But you're always giving her the preference.
They have none of them much to recommend them. They are all silly and ignorant like other girls.
Mr. Bennet, how can you abuse your own children in such a way? You take delight in vexing me. You have no compassion for my poor nerves.
You mistake me, my dear. I have a high respect for your nerves. They are my old friends. I have heard you mention them with consideration these last 20 years, but I hope you will get over it and live to see many young men of 4,000 a year come into this neighbourhood.
It will be of no use to us if 20 such had come, since you will not visit them.
Depend upon it, my dear, when there are 20, I will visit them all. Close the door behind you, my dear.
Mr. Bennet was an odd mixture of sarcastic humour, reserve and caprice. But the experience of 23 years had been insufficient to make his wife understand his character.
Girls, all is lost!
She was a woman of mean understanding, little information and uncertain temper.
Oh, wicked man! Wicked, wicked man!
And the sole business of her life was to get her daughters married.
Oh, Mary, for heaven's sake, have a little compassion for my nerves. How my head aches.
Sorry, Mama. Shall I rub your temples, Mama?
Oh, yes. Oh, and my shoulders, dear Jane. Oh, what a godsend you are to me.
Mary must practice, Mrs. Bennet. What will Mr. Bingley think if she doesn't play well? He will not like it at all.
Well, we have no way of knowing what Mr. Bingley likes, since we are not to visit.
But you forget, Mama, that we shall meet him at the assemblies. That Mrs. Long has promised to introduce him.
I do not believe that Mrs. Long will do any such thing, Lizzie. She has two nieces of her own. She is such a selfish, hypocritical woman, and I have no opinion of her.
It is fortunate, then, my dear, that you may have the advantage of your friend and introduce Mr. Bingley to her.
Oh, I'm sick of Mr. Bingley. Well, don't keep coughing so, Kitty, for heaven's sake.
I cannot help it.
Why didn't you tell me so before, Mrs. Bennet? If I had known as much this morning, I certainly would not have called on him. It is very unlucky, but as I have actually paid the visit, we cannot escape the acquaintance now.
Oh, but I knew I would persuade you at last. I was sure you loved your girls too much to neglect such an acquaintance.
I don't think it amusing, Papa, how you tease us.
Now, Lydia. You have an excellent father. I do not know how we will ever make amends to him for his kindness.
I will leave you to ponder on it, ladies. There now, Kitty, you may cough as much as you please.
Lydia, my love, though you are the youngest, I dare say Mr. Bingley will dance with you at the next ball.
Oh, I am not afraid, for though I am the youngest, I am the tallest.
What if Mr. Bingley is exceedingly short?
Then I shan't like to dance with him anyway.
Oh, of course he won't be short. Oh, I am well satisfied, girls. If I can see one of you happily settled at Netherfield and all of the remainder of you equally well married, I shall have nothing left to wish for.
In a few days, Mr. Bingley returned Mr. Bennet's visit and sat about 10 minutes with him in his library. He had entertained hopes of being admitted to a sight of the young ladies, of whose beauty he had heard much. But he saw only the father. The ladies were somewhat more fortunate, for they had the advantage of ascertaining him from an upper window.
Oh, girls! Oh, look, he comes on a horse!
It is a black